experiences in any sport at any time. Authored by one of the NBA's all-time greats, Kobe Bryant, 60 points, 23 in the fourth quarter of his farewell game.
Man, guys, you know, it's, I can't believe how fast 20 years went by. I mean, this is crazy. This is absolutely crazy. And, you know, to be standing here at center court with you guys, my teammates behind me, and appreciating all this, you know, the journey that we've been on. You know, we've been through our ups and been through our downs. And I think the most important part is that we all stay together throughout. You know, I grew up a diehard, I mean a diehard Laker fan. I mean, I knew everything about every player that's ever played here. So to be drafted and then traded to this organization and to spend 20 years here, I mean, you can't write something better than this. And I'm more proud of the fact that not about the championships, but about the down years, because we didn't run. We didn't run. We played through all that stuff, and we got our championships, and we did it the right way. And all I can do here is just thank you guys. Thank you guys for all the years of support. Thank you guys for all the motivation. Thank you for all the inspiration. And, you know, what's funny, the thing that had me cracking up all night long was the fact that I go through 20 years of everybody screaming to pass the ball. Then on the last night, they're like, don't pass it. This has been absolutely beautiful, you guys. I can't believe it's come to an end. You guys will always be in my heart. And I sincerely, sincerely appreciate it. No words can describe how I feel about you guys. And thank you from the bottom of my heart. God, I love you guys. And To my family, my wife Vanessa, our daughters Natalia and Gianna, you know, thank you guys for all your sacrifice. You know, for all the hours I spend in the gym working and training. And Vanessa, you holding down the family the way that you have. There's no way that I could thank you enough for that. So, yeah, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And what can I say? Mamba out.
Wow.
The Warriors have just given away several possessions tonight.
Backdoor, covered by Collison. That's what you have to do, though. You got to try it.
Blake Thompson, now with 15.
Good morning. Sorry, I just wanted to play that. Having a lot of issues this morning. You know, I kind of hit that point where this Kobe news has really actually took a toll on me, as if it had been a close relative of mine. I haven't been having a very good year, very good couple of years. I haven't been having a good week, month, day, whatever, you know. It's been shit. Yesterday was a shit day. Today is probably gonna be a shit day. And tomorrow is probably gonna be a shit day. But I know that when I know what weren't my shit days, and those were the days when I could genuinely say I was happy. When, you know, the priority of the day was to go get shots in. I would get hours of entertainment on my own, just going through different scenarios in my head. You know, like, oh man, shot clock's running down, 10 seconds left, 10, 9, 8, you know, and then I would take shot after shot, you know, trying to, trying to create these moments of amazement, you know, that I know Kobe strives for, you know, and, anyone who knows me can attest to this, you know, as a long time Kobe Bryant, as a long time Utah Jazz fan, I have quote unquote hated Kobe Bryant, you know, and I hate to say that word, you know, in the context that we find ourselves today, where, you know, unfortunately he's passed away with his lovely daughter, you know, and everyone else who was in the accident, you know, my thoughts and prayers go out to everybody involved, you know, that's impacted directly, you know, because I can only imagine, you know, how they could, you know, I've never seen, you know, so many of my childhood idols, you know, crying, you know, like, you know, grown men crying, you know, these idols that I've, you know, idolized, as the term says, you know, Tracy McGrady, Jimmy Kimmel, Ellen DeGeneres, you know, I've seen, you know, so many so far, you know, and I just can't really watch any, you know, because I just, you know, I've seen so many, but I can only watch so much, because it just begins to bother me, man. I mean, my life is shitty, and Kobe is such a part of my memories and childhood, you know, the good memories, you know, that it's hard to kind of grasp what's going on. You know, like, Kobe was the stereotypical, how do you say it? He's the perfect example of what you would call an anti-hero, right? So, me, for example, I'm a Utah Jazz fan, right? They're the greatest team as far as I'm concerned, right? And I'm biased, obviously. They're not so great, you know. We've haven't capitalized on our talent, and we've been held back by a lack of, let's just say there's a lot of bias, you know, that hurts the Jazz, and I don't know if it's that way right now, but I know with me growing up, you know, it was evident that you could see that there was some bias and some stuff that, you know, they had more white players, for example, than any other team, and Utah, that is the moneymaker here, is the white populace. So there was always, they were always looking for that iconic white guy to start in the lineup, you know, that the white folks can like, you know, and I don't say that in a bad way, you know, I think it's just marketing, you know, and I'm just saying how it is. I hope no one takes that very, you know, too badly, but, you know, that if you just look, It's them and Minnesota who have the most white players on their team at any given season. And I don't think it's that way now, and it might not be that way going forward. But, you know, it was like that for a long time. And, you know, when you speak about, like, the... what was it? Like, the Detroit Pistons in the 80s, you know, that was a team that... What was it? The Knicks or the Celtics couldn't pass, it was one of those teams. They couldn't get past the Bulls because of Michael Jordan, right? I'm drawing blanks here, and I don't want to run out of time because I want to talk about a few things here with Kobe Bryant, and I did want to. Focus this whole podcast basically around Kobe Bryant, and just because he's been on my mind, you know, since Sunday. It's just incredible that this has happened, you know, not incredible, it's just unbelievable, I guess I should say. You know, I never imagined this in my, you know, actually. You know, I do want to say I kind of did have this thought, not with Kobe Bryant precisely, but it just has been in the human hive mind, I feel like, you know, that something was going to happen. You know, I had it in my head that something was going to happen. And you know what it was? It was a YouTuber who made a YouTube video of what would happen if a whole NBA team died in a plane accident or any accident, you know, if an entire team, what would they take, you know, and there would essentially be a draft, if you were wondering, and you know, basically like an expansion draft, you know, and everyone could protect five players, and, you know, they could basically draw from the pool from the rest of the players, you know, so maybe Lou Williams would have, yeah, obviously he wouldn't be, but you know, you get the point, but, you know, it's just, wow, like, that's insane, and, What could you say? He was the perfect, like, if you think about it, the greatest anti-heroes, right? Like, Gary, you know, from Pokemon, you know, Gary, Oak, is that his name? Gary Oak? you know, grandson of the professor. You know, he was just amazing. You know, he was the perfect anti-hero against Ash Ketchum from Pallet Town. And, you know, when you, as a Utah Jazz fan, you know, you could see yourself from, you could see him as that role, you know, and I always hated him as a competitor, as a rival, as an enemy, you know, from a competitive point of view. But I always respected and appreciated him from a fan point of view, a fan of the game, a fan of basketball, and a fan of, you know, a fan of just the good things in society. And he, you know, from what I've seen, he really embodied that, you know, I couldn't have, you know, I couldn't have planned it any better, you know, and I think I could, you know, I think, honestly, probably a lot of people think I'm stupid with the astrology stuff, because I think there's something to it, you know, I don't think it's a science per se, but I think there is something to it, to where, you know, there's all these people born around the same time, and society impacts you based on when you were born. You know, for example, if you have a birthday on Christmas, you know, your view on Christmas is totally different than any other person's view, you know, and that's as your birthday as well, right? It's your birthday, you don't view your birthday the same as let's say someone whose birthday is in July, you know, and someone who's born on July 4th, for example, might not see their birthday the same as someone who was born on October 31st, for example, and so on and so forth. You know, and maybe just because of the way you're shaped with culture, you know, it brings out, it churns out a different personality. You know, if your birthday is on in winter, if it's on summer, you know, who knows what impact that has to your genetics and genes and whatnot. You know, and me and the Black Mamba were both Leos. You know, so we had a lot of the similar mindsets. You know, and I just remember the last time, I think I've seen it another time after this, but one of the last times I see him was here in Utah, you know, and he was just, the Jazz were killing the Lakers, I don't actually remember a lot of details, it was a long time ago, but Kobe Bryant single-handedly took the Jazz to overtime. And we ended up losing in overtime. And I was so devastated. You know, I couldn't see half the game because I didn't have contacts at the time. And I couldn't see anything, you know. But I was flinching the whole day, trying to get, you know, make out what was going on. And obviously I knew who Kobe was. And, you know, obviously I knew what was going to happen when he went to the fucking corner. And he got the fucking ball. And he hit that three to send them into overtime. You know, I knew that was all going to happen. You know, that's how great of a player he was. And I understood, you know, I knew because I played out all those scenarios in my head. You know, I was just like him. Except I was, you know, I wasn't gifted, obviously. But, you know, we had the same mentality. You know, we had the same, you know, aspirations. And we just ended up in a different, you know, different life. But, you know, that's something I had, you know, had forgotten about, is it just the Black Mamba mindset. And you know, he was the perfect anti-hero for the Jazz. And then you talk about the last game, which was the start of this podcast. You know, I thought it was important that I added that last speech to this. You know, it was just crazy because, man, like, you know, the Jazz were winning them. You know, it was clear the Jazz were balling up. You know, a couple of years ago, Joe Ingles was guarding him good. You know, they didn't let him win. You know, it was all skill. You know, and that was just the amazement of Kobe Bryant. You know, that's just the legend, the bean. You know, that's what he brought. You know, was that a Black Mamba mentality, that consistency and relentlessness. He was the next closest thing to Michael Jordan. You know, I don't think that LeBron James may be greatest player of all time, but I can't compare him to Michael Jordan as much as I can Kobe Bryant. You know, I think LeBron is maybe closer to Larry Bird, more athletic Larry Bird. You know, or Magic Johnson, you know, but definitely not Michael Jordan. You know, they have some things that are similar, but, you know, you can't really, there's no comparison between him and, you know, Kobe Bryant, you know. So it's so devastating, you know, what this has done to the world, you know, as a whole, you know. I am here. So I do have to end this podcast. I have one suggestion though that I want to make before I end this podcast, and you know, let's just rename the Pelicans. That's such a stupid name. Let's rename them to the Black Mambas. You know, New Orleans Black Mambas. There you have it, folks. Have a wonderful day.